Chapter 4. My mother had been a spirit medium since before I was born. She'd been orphaned by age 20, her parents of artistic vagabond stock, and she'd set up shop doing seances and performing spirit writing. It had been a better way to earn money than char work, she told me, as long as you were careful about it. And she had been good, very, very good. My father, a young postal clerk from a good family, had met her in a pastry shop and fallen in love with her. He didn't care what she did for a living. It was only after they'd married and settled in the house in St. John's Wood that my mother bought the beaded dress, had the sign painted for the window, and began business as the Fantastique. She stopped doing group seances, which had a taste of seediness to them, and replaced them with discreet one-on-one consultations. It was her stab at respectability, at trying to appease the neighbourhood for my father's sake without giving up her work. I'd learned from my earliest years to be quiet when Mama was working. And she did keep it respectable, remarkably so. Her client list was discreet and carefully chosen. As a child, I watched well-dressed men and women of obvious class and money come and go from our little house. We got appointment requests from well-trained assistants and underlings. I became accustomed to the sight of a sleek carriage, or increasingly a motor car, pulling up our lane, steered by a uniformed driver, stopping just long enough for a beautiful woman or grey-haired gentleman to alight before it pulled away again, reappearing only after the appointed hour. It was all very civilised, if you didn't think about the things I witnessed in our little sitting room, the things I saw. My own talent became evident by school age. I'd thought it would please her. I didn't know that having the powers I had made one a freak, a pariah. But my mother knew. She must have known from very early on what kind of life I would have, and so she gave me an education of a different sort. I watched the birds alight on Nelson's statue, flitter off, and land again. You have a talent, a sensitivity. I smoothed my hand over my handbag, where I'd placed the envelope George Sutter had given me. It contained a small stack of banknotes, a retainer, he'd called it, to replace the...